Earlier this year, the Saratoga Springs Charter Review Commission unveiled a new governing document for the city. For more than a century, Saratoga Springs has used a commission-style form of government, where five department heads, including the mayor, also serve as the city's legislative body, all with equal power. This setup is one of the things that makes the city unique. Over the years, there have been several attempts at the ballot box to change the governing style, but they've all failed. This year, the proposed charter features a 7-member city council, a full-time mayor, and an appointed city manager to keep track of the day-to-day operations of the city. Some are excited for the change. Others, pointing to the city's strong economy, say what's in place is working well. Whatever voters decide, one thing is for sure. A new mayor will be installed in City Hall. Joanne Yepsen, a Democrat, is not seeking a third term. Republican mayoral candidate Mark Baker is a supporter of the current charter.
Why would Saratogians pay more and get less when our current form seems to be functioning, and certainly by the proof is in the pudding, what we have is very, very good.
One of the negatives of the new plan, he says, is the hike in the mayor's salary from $14,500 to $40,000. In addition to the increased expense, Baker argues that it wouldn't be fair to the city councilors.
You're increasing the size of the city council in the new proposal to 7. If those individuals are a part of the legislative and governing body, then they should be at an equal par as to what the mayor's salary would be.
He admits the current system isn't perfect. City business can move slowly. Baker, who previously led the Saratoga Springs City Center for 34 years, failed to get the city to build a parking structure for the multipurpose venue. But he says the long approval process can often lead to the best projects. His challenger in the race, Deputy Mayor Meg Kelly, a Democrat, speaks from her experience inside City Hall.
I'm for charter change, more for the people that work in City Hall. I do feel we need clear leadership. There's not clear leadership for this city.
The 5-member commission style has been nicknamed the 5-headed hydra by some Saratogians. Kelly says because the city departments are split up under different elected commissioners, politics can enter the equation when trying to make purchases or move a project forward. She gave an example.
We really are looking forward to getting clear directions, so when we have to work with the engineering department, we don't have to wait for that. We can have that process streamlined right through our building and planning department.
If voters approve the charter change on Election Day, the changes would not take place until January 2020. Both candidates say they are intent on running for the standard 2-year term under the current charter. For more stories on the charter proposal, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.